police flag diabetic.
Hey.
That's awesome.
Please rise and join us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, Wayne County Board of Supervisors, October 5th, 2021. Are there any changes to the pending agenda?
I have none.
We have an agenda. Meet with department heads, elected official. Sarah Doty, First Deputy, Payroll First Deputy, Clerk's Office.
Payroll week, so I'm busy, keeping busy. There's an election going on today, so other than that.
You're not through. You're not through. Carter's not gonna be here and he give his time to you.
I know, well, I can't keep up with Carter, so.
We're not even going there.
Yeah, I gotta have another 20 minutes going.
Thank you, Sarah. Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Okay, since Carter's not here, we can make this a record meeting.
We're halfway done.
We're just busy.
Thank you, Lisa. Colin Gerstein.
I just keep busy like always, but nothing new to report.
Thanks, Colin. Des Moines County Sheriff, Kevin Glendinning.
Good morning. No major news from the sheriff's office either. Just staying busy and nothing major happening right now.
This is gonna be a record.
Thank you, Kevin. Rodney, Police and Maintenance.
Good morning, just keeping busy. Starting to try and plan ahead and get prepared for the upcoming winter months. We'll note that we do have the old generator from the jail. The new one's been installed, so the old one we did post on GovDeals for auction. So you can go to the county website and there's a link right on the main county website. It's open for public bid, so if anybody's interested in that, make sure and check that out. Thank you. That's all.
Thanks, Rodney. Zach James, Land Use.
Good morning. We've got an agenda item here for floodplain ordinance, second reading here, and then we've got a planning and zoning commission meeting scheduled, I think. You can correct me if I'm wrong, it's the 27th?
Yep.
To go over the subdivision and zoning ordinance updates, and hopefully at that point I'll be making a recommendation to come to you, so hopefully in early November that'll be coming this way too, so. Otherwise, nothing much else, just kind of routine things going on, so.
Thank you, Zach.
Yep.
Jared Glasser, do you have anything to add to any land use?
Nope, covered everything.
Okay. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor, you're just resting.
I'm in the peanut gallery back here, so. We have the city primary, which is going on. The polls open at 7:00, and they close at 8:00 tonight. So hopefully we'll have the results probably around 8:30, quarter 9:00. It depends on how long it takes to get those back. And don't forget, you guys need to be here on Thursday at 1:00. For the canvas of that, so we can get that completed, and then we can finish ordering our ballots for the city school election. So we've got a lot of that stuff rolling along.
You're sitting out there with your phone, if you have to put out election fires?
Chandra and I went and helped one precinct because she was fairly new, and she had one new person and one that hadn't operated the precinct atlas, which is very easy to learn. And so we just helped her set up, and yeah, a few fires, you know. I can't get my printer to run or something to start, so it's just Cheryl's bounced around, I think, to 4 different precincts this morning, and I just left this when I got called back because they had an issue with a voter that they weren't certain about, so I went back, and so, but now once they've got up and running, everything's pretty calm and quiet, so.
That's good.
And I think they're just knocking down the door to get their vote because they had 6 people by the time I left, so.
There you go.
Yeah, long lines off.
Thank you, Jerry. Natalie Steffner, Des Moines County Recorder.
Good morning. Just a reminder that OHV and snowmobiles do expire December 31st. You can start renewing those now to avoid the $5 penalty, which will start on January 1st. If you want to purchase the county permit that you need to have on the county roads, you do still need to bring in proof of insurance at the time for that. Otherwise, just business as usual.
Thanks, Natalie. Janelle Nally Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. Nothing new to report. We're keeping busy like everyone else.
Well, your peak season ended on September 30th.
They're still straggling coming in, so, yeah.
Thanks, Janelle.
Mm-hmm.
Angie Vaughn, Safety.
Good morning. I really don't have anything to add. Just keeping busy.
Thank you. Doug Irvin.
Good morning. There's a lot to report, but I'm not going to report on it just so we can make this a record meeting. So everything is going well at the jail. We have 75 inmates, with five of those being out of county. Just pretty consistent numbers there.
Okay. Thanks, Doug. Krista Pogamon, okay, Public Health.
Good morning. We continue to keep busy. We are doing COVID vaccine drive-through clinics. We have one today from 12 to 6 at Southeastern Community College, and we will start doing them every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8:30 to 4. People can go to the Des Moines County webpage or Des Moines County Public Health webpage and sign up on our no-wait side. Thank you to Colin and his team for helping us get all that set up. We've been keeping them kind of busy with that. And they can also call our no-wait, our scheduling line telephone number and leave a message, and that number is 319-208-5668. And we are giving the Pfizer boost doses as well as first and second doses of Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. And there's a list of who qualifies on the website as well as on the CDC website and the public health website. We're also starting flu clinics.
What's the office number you give? 208-5668.
And that is that answering line that people call in, leaving their name, number, date of birth. And then we'll get them scheduled and we'll call them back with an appointment time. And that's for people that don't have internet access. It's easier to use the internet because they can pick their own time. But this way we work with them and give them the option in case they don't have internet and it's just by telephone. And we are starting flu vaccine clinics as well. So we're out, we're contacting different locations and getting the flu shots out there. Our COVID numbers have come down last week. Obviously, it's looking back for 7 days and they post on Wednesdays. But as of last Wednesday, it was 10% with 110 cases. We have seen quite a slowdown in our office. We're also a Test Iowa site where they can come pick up the tests and take the test kit home and bring them back to us or send them to UPS. And there for a while, we were very busy with that. And that has really slowed down. So I'm hoping that is a sign that we're trending downward in activity. For people 65 plus in our area, we've had 80.3% that are fully vaccinated. And for people over 18 and older, it's 55.4% fully vaccinated. So the numbers are going up. We'll continue to encourage people to get their vaccine or the boost if they're eligible.
Thank you, Krista.
Thank you.
Krista, when places like Walgreens and Hy-Vee, that you're giving them, do they report them to you if they've been vaccinated?
They actually report it into the IRA system, which is the Iowa Immunization Registry System. And that goes in there, and that way the state can track where the vaccine has gone, as well as there will be a permanent record in the state system.
You're welcome. You
got
anybody on? No. Didn't miss anybody. Okay. Any correspondence?
I have none.
We've got a letter from the Department of Army. It's addressed to me. I was afraid I'd been drafted for a moment, but it didn't start out greetings, so good for me. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Region 7 has approved a Class 2 permit modification submitted by the Department of Army at the Iowa Army Ammunition Plant. The Resource Conservation and Recovery Act Hazardous Waste Management Permit issued to the U.S. Army and American Ordnance LLC with an effective date of 28 September 2018 and permit condition 8H4 requires the sampling of Trench 5 at the former inert landfill. This permit modification allows the addition of a new overburden groundwater monitoring well to the monitoring network at the facility downgraded gradient from an existing well to delineate volatile organic compounds in the shallow aquifer for the ash disposal cell within Trench 5. Got that. In addition, the permit modification also allows the removal of seep surface water sampling from an existing monitoring well, which was acting as a downgradient sampling point, because IAAP will conduct sampling and analysis of the new well, MW20-01. The EPA is in agreement that seep surface water sampling from well, from the existing well, is no longer needed. If you have any questions, please contact Mr. Randy Doyle, Environmental Coordinator, the IAAP. This will be on file in the auditor's office if anybody has any questions or would like to review that. No other correspondence, we will proceed to discussion and vote. We have,
I didn't do.
Oh, I thought you
were going to. I was mumbling to myself.
Oh, okay.
Let's get it now.
Okay. We have a accounts payable in the amount of $801,428.42.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. We have payroll claims reimbursement in the amount of $485.84 and non-cash taxable reimbursements in the amount of $53.51.
Move to approve. Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. We have a second public hearing for the floodplain development ordinance number 25.
Move to go on the public hearing.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. This is the same ordinance we discussed and voted on the first public hearing last week. Is there any public comment on that ordinance? Did the auditor's office receive any written or emailed comments?
No, nope, have not received anything.
Is anything changed? Guess we're done with a public hearing.
Move to go on the public hearing.
Second.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. I don't think you can ask to eliminate a public hearing until you, after you've had the first vote, but we had the first vote last week and approved it. So, can we make it part of the vote is to approve this and eliminate the final public hearing?
Or they can just waive it, vote to waive it, too?
Or waive it? Okay, which, good intentions here. We need a motion to approve the second public hearing. The second hearing of, or the for the floodplain development ordinance and waive the third hearing.
I move that we accept the second and that we waive the third hearing.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Good job. Yeah. have the a rural resident cleanup, which discussed last week. That will begin Monday, October 11th through Saturday, December 18th, 2021, or until the county credits are depleted. It will require proof of residency.
Move to approve that.
Second. Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCambell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. How much time he costs us each week.
That's right.
We're saving the county money today. That's cost savings. Okay, we have personnel actions. We have a personnel action for the recorder's office. Renee Wellborn, a clerk two, a 6-month step increase. Her previous rate was $26,829.79. The new rate is $31,756.64. That's effective October 12th.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCambell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. And we have personnel action for the sheriff. Brandon McClelland, deputy, 6-month anniversary. Previous rate was $51,833.06. The new rate is $56,528.51.
Move approved.
Second. Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCambell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. And we have a personnel action for the jail, the correctional center. Tucker Holtz, a full-time correctional officer. Resignation from full-time, the last day will be October 8th. Moved to part-time correctional officer. The first day of part-time will be October 9th. Previous rate was $41,928.92 a year. The new rate is $18.08 an hour.
Says at the bottom, he'd rather work less hours with Doug. I move to approve.
Second. Sarah.
Shane McCambell.
Yes, please.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. We have minutes for the regular meeting on September 28th.
Move to approve.
Second. Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCambell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Any other business? Future agenda items.
Talk about that work session.
Yeah, the groups received a Carly Nelson, Dan Cole from Carly Nelson sent an email about being considered for the public health facility. We're in the process of approving a request for qualifications. They'd like the county to look at using a construction management type where the construction manager, you have someone that helps you hire an engineer, then sees the construction through from the start to finish and sort of manages. I think that'd be an interesting discussion. So can we get a work session next week with, he sent an email to the board, I'll forward it to you. Terry, maybe you could contact him and ask him if next Tuesday would work, if he'd want to come and make a presentation to the board. Maybe somebody from Southeast Iowa Regional Planning want to be here.
Yeah.
If you've got any questions, and I think Mr. Carter will be back next week, so let's see if we can get on next week's agenda.
Okay.
Any other future agenda items?
That's all I have.
Committee reports.
I had no committee meetings last week.
Me neither. Public input. Anybody in the public would like to address the board, you may email the board supervisor at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. You may call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We'll give you a couple minutes to initiate that call or email. Are there any comments in the room?
Is Flint Bottom Road open?
No.
It still isn't?
They poured the last stretch of concrete, I think. I'm just seeing it from the south end, but then they were cutting it. They were cutting it yesterday still, I think.
Okay, because when I drove by this morning, they didn't have the road closed signs up, just no pavement markings, so I wondered if it was open.
I didn't drive down to the intersection this morning. I went the other way, so. But they were still there yesterday.
Okay, thank you.
Not sure I was much help, but.
But the intent was to open it up as soon as possible, according to DSC, so I imagine if it's dry enough, that probably is.
And they were cutting through the middle of the night, too.
Yeah.
Because people live down there said, boy, that was loud.
They'll keep cutting.
They're okay with that because they want to be able to drive on it, so.
Brian sent an email to the board last week, said he wasn't going to be here today and that Becky was too busy to come. So I emailed him back and said maybe he could talk Julie out of retirement to come spend a day with the board. Apparently he was unsuccessful because I don't see her. We could have asked her. So, we're not very much help, Lori.
Lori, you could be our test pilot. Go down there and check it out.
Yeah. I thought for that.
It's on my way home.
Take pictures for me.
Okay.
It looked like they still had a lot of just dirt placement. I don't know if they'll keep it closed or fully closed during that, but where they poured the curbs and everything, there was still a lot of dirt that had to go in.
I was hoping.
I was just waiting for the phone to ring and Carter call in.
Yeah.
Brian said that the company that was doing the dirt, they had some kind of deal worked out where they were doing other stuff, but they were going to have to fill in. So they're going to leave it open and just kind of hit it in bits and pieces. So.
With no further comments, and an aye, we're adjourned.
All
right. 24 minutes.
Record.
No, actually, no. The record.
11.
This isn't a record.
11 minutes?
It was somewhere else.
Yeah.
15 or just under 15. Under.
Carter wasn't here then either.
There were a few years to work for many elected officials or department heads that took.